sitting here with head women's soccer coach Jamie Newsom. Coach, how's the summer?
It was way too short. Way too short, but it was good. It was good. Excited to be back, though.
Excited to be back. Beautiful weather here on campus as we do this interview, and we're doing it from the new office, which has quite a bit of a better view, I'd say, than what you were working with the last couple years.
100%.
Over in the new Ammons Fieldhouse. Coach, what does the move over to the Fieldhouse mean to you personally and also to the program moving forward?
Well, personally, it's just a huge upgrade. I mean, it's so nice over here, and you're not lying. I got a nice view of the stadium. So I'm blessed. I thank my lucky stars that I get to work in this environment. It's great for the girls as well. Their new locker room is state of the art. The training room is one of the best I've seen in our conference. They're definitely getting a very professional atmosphere here that we are blessed to now be able to take advantage of. And how they're treated as athletes, I think they're seeing a huge impact. And then as far as recruiting is concerned, I think it's definitely a showcase type of a building for us to really be able to show recruits and show off a little bit and, be proud of it. So it's been exciting.
A few things I want to hint at for this interview. We want to talk about last season, what you liked about it moving and bringing that forward to this season, and also what you want to change about it and see where we go from there. But we talk about change. We talk about the change from Chambers to Ammons. And just speaking of change, let's look at your roster. 11 new faces coming onto the team. Talk about, the recruiting process and how I know every college coach goes through it, where every year they lose some players. But, sometimes you only get 3 or 4. 11 new faces. Talk about bringing them in and how you try and acclimate them with those that are still here and then also juggling that responsibility.
Sure, yeah. It's kind of a double-edged sword. The great thing about this group is the level of excitement that they're all bringing. I mean, they're all just glad to be here. They're young and fresh and, ton of energy. I think I'm seeing that now as an impact on the returning players. Having that level of excitement around just kind of filters through everybody. The difficult part is now teaching them a new system and learning the new roles on the field, kind of the pecking order within the team, as they compete during training. It's a lot of coaching, and I'm going to have to rely on the returners that, know what we're looking for and can kind of help me coach them, And so I've been leaning on them to really step up and show good leadership. And, so far so good. It's still very early in the process, but the good news is that those girls, those 11, are eager to learn. We'll see how it all works out.
As of recording, just for a point of reference, we just did our media day. This is roughly about a week or so, maybe, after all the team got on campus. So again, very early on in the season, and just being around them for the last, I'd say, about half hour, 45 minutes, you can definitely tell that there is quite a bit of camaraderie between the team. They're all gelling well. They all get along well. So that's very encouraging to see so early on. And you talk about returners and kind of acclimating the new players with the returners. Let's talk about someone who was an incoming freshman last year who made quite an impact and very early on for your team, Sané Martinson, sophomore forward who was named to the 2019 preseason All-SAC second team. It's a mouthful, but she comes back responsible for 15 of the 29 points the Lions scored last year, led the team with 7 goals. Talk about her impact last year and what you're looking forward to seeing her do out on the field this season.
Yeah, she's an important piece. We were, I think, blessed to have her last year. She definitely, I think, stepped up when we needed her, and now we're going to put higher expectations on her and see if she can't rise to the occasion and outshine what she did last year. I mean, that she's still going to be one of the most important parts of our team and our, like you said, she was responsible for either scoring goals or creating goals for us. I'm hoping that some of our new pieces are going to help share in that workload, but so proud of her. She's come in fit. She's ready to go. And I'm seeing already a different attitude. You know, it's easier coming in that second year now that she's had a year under her belt. She knows what to expect, and now we'll probably, you know, lean on her for some more leadership as well, and just kind of help set a high standard. And you know, so I'm excited for her, and second team all conference honors were certainly. She was certainly worthy of that, and we're hopeful that she's a first-teamer this year.
We talked about how she was a big focal point of the offense. Who are you looking at this year to help kind of balance that out, to kind of maybe alleviate the defense that she's inevitably going to see this year?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I'm hoping it's many of them. I'm hoping that it's by committee. You know, I'm happy with the talent that we've brought in. However, Fanny Gustafsson, I'm hopeful that she can, you know, score some goals for her. She's from Sweden, and it was a forward that I went after and feel blessed that we've been able to bring in. I think if she's able to do what I'm hopeful that she can do, she should be a massive contributor up top for us. But like I mentioned, I think we have a lot more quality, especially in the midfield now. And so if we can start getting them to contribute as far as points, with whether it's goals or assists, and, you know, hopefully pull attention away from Sané, and then that might, you know, even help Sané be even better. That's the goal. We'll see how it all pans out.
Now, Every team always wants to do more offensively and be able to do that, and obviously do more defensively. What are some of the key aspects from last year that you really liked that you saw from the team and that you want to bring into the 2019 season? And then what are some of the more important things that you guys really want to focus on and work on here in the fall?
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, this, I'm going into my third season with the team, and as we progress, I mean, it is a process. And last year, it didn't reflect in our record, but the level of play had risen dramatically, and I think we were a lot more organized as a team, especially defensively, and I think, you know, we're very competitive in all of our games, and so that to me is what had me encouraged to seeing that type of progress. Some of the issues that we had was just simply not scoring enough. And so that's what I'm looking for to change moving forward into this year. So can we take what we did successfully last year? We defended well. We were organized. I mean, there was no one, you know, they knew they were going to have a tough match against Marcel. You know, so now if we, like I already mentioned, if we can add some more scoring punch to help Sané, then that sort of versatility might, you know, help us get some more wins. So I think it's here, and now it's time to us just to get to work.
Getting to work, the season's going to come up here very shortly. Two exhibition matchups in late August on the 28th at Leeds McRae, and then also a home match against Belmont Abbey on August 31st. But let's talk about the regular season. Starting on the road at USC Upstate Thursday, September 5th, do you have a preference whether you start, you know, the regular season on the road or at home? Because sometimes you hear the argument at home there might be a few too many distractions, you know, outside distractions that might kind of interfere. But on the road, your main focus is on the game, you know, get there, get the win, get out. Do you have a preference, or is that kind of, you know, pick and choose for each coach?
Yeah, I don't really have a preference, but I, you know, I will say this, the way the schedule's laid out and the number of home games that we have this year is certainly, I think, going to be a huge benefit. You know, as far as the first game of the year, I think the level of excitement from the team, whether we're home or away, because it's the first game, you know, I think as long as their attitude is where it is, I think we'll be just fine. I know we're all anxious to get out there. You know, the way the schedule is shaped up for us this year is hopefully something that's we're going to be able to benefit from. Last year we were kind of road warriors. In fact, we had at one point five road games in a row. I think we had a span of, I think, 5 games in 11 days one stretch. You know, it took its toll on us physically. We had to deal with some injuries, and then some of those games were early in the year when it was very hot, playing some games in South Carolina and other places like that was unforgiving, triple digits kind of thing. And, you know, I don't believe that that helped us. And so I was very diligent in my efforts to create a schedule that I think was more conducive for us to have some success and not have to deal with the demands of playing back to back to back on the road. So hopefully that'll help. But USC Upstate's not going to be easy. I mean, I don't know if I'm crazy or not, but scheduling a Division I team right off the bat, you know, I'm hoping that it's a challenge that we're ready to face. And I told the team that I'm, you know, I'm going to throw them in the deep end and see if we can swim. And I think I'm hoping that the games that we, the non-conference games that we have, will really help challenge us and maybe even expose us and show us what we need to improve on and prepare us for conference play. Cause I think we all know, our conference is unforgiving, and I'm hoping that this stretch in the preseason will help prepare us.
You talk about those non-conference games, those first four: USC Upstate on Thursday, September 5th. The first home game Sunday, family day, by the way, versus Alabama Huntsville Sunday, 1 o'clock here at Ammons Family Athletic Center in Muir Stadium. Then at UNC Asheville Wednesday the 11th, then versus Palm Beach Atlantic at home Sunday the 15th. Quite a diverse schedule to kick off the season. Then you jump right into conference play, as we talked about, on the road for the first two versus Lenoir, Ryan, and Catawba. First home game, which will actually start a 6-game homestand for your squad, is the end of the month, Sunday, September 29th versus Coker. And then we talk about that homestand. October, the first 5 games of the month are at home, 5 of the 7 that you play in October at home. Talk about what you're expecting from this home crowd and what you'd like to see from the Mars Hill community when it comes to having these home games against big teams like Wingate. You have Anderson coming in, and of course Carson Newman, who's a perennial contender in the SAC every year. Quite a schedule in October, and they're all home. There's no reason to not come out, right?
No doubt. I mean, and we need them. It's crucial for our success. We're blessed to have the schedule work out the way it did and have the opportunity to be at home, you know, not only to have our family and friends and fans here, but there's something to be said about not having to travel and wake up early and sleep in your own bed and eat the food that you're accustomed to. And, you know, it's just makes life easier, and it's just fun to play at home, and it's fun to be on your field and your turf and defend home field. There's some advantages to that. And, you know, now having the new field house and the ability to use this, having the luxury of using the locker room at halftime and prior to the game, and those are some details that we hadn't had in the past. And so that'll be a crucial part of our season. You know, in the middle of conference play, can we take advantage of being at home and get the wins we feel like we're supposed to get, and then maybe a few upsets along the way? You know, it's so much easier to upset a team when you got the backing of your fans. I encourage everyone to come out, you know, and we need the support. We'll roll up our sleeves and go out there and try to get you guys a win.
I think a theme that we're trying to do within the department too is fill the hill. No reason not to. We got a lot of great changes coming on in this year, a lot of great teams that we're going to put out on the field, so be sure to come and see them live.
Absolutely.
I mean, watching them on video is fun and whatnot, but there's nothing like a live environment. So again, be sure to come out, fill the hill. First opportunity to do so is Sunday, September 8th, family day versus Alabama Huntsville. It's a 1 o'clock start. If you are unable to make it, however, we will provide video, we will provide audio commentary, as well as live stats for that game as well. Coach, just want to end on one quick thing, not soccer related, but we talk about change that we've seen within the department this year. Being an alumni, head men's soccer coach Greg Munn is an alumni, and some of the new hires here have been alumni. You know, kind of speak to about that. You know, we have our new head women's and men's swim coach was an alumni. We have our assistant cross country coach is an alumni. A lot more people coming back to the Hill. Talk about what that means to you, but also to the university.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, it definitely, you can feel the camaraderie within the staff. You know, they want to be here. You want to come back and fight for the school that gave you opportunity. And, you know, it kind of feels like home. And then, you know, these are your brothers and sisters, and we're going to war together. And, you know, so it's exciting. You know, and the lot of new change in our staff right now, and that also has brought on a new level of energy and excitement and new faces, and to see new, you know, kind of energized people getting after it, you know, getting to work. I think it's great for the Mars Hill community. I mean, there's just, and I think our AD, Rick Baker, mentioned in a meeting the other day that they're good people. I mean, we're good people here. I mean, it's a family atmosphere. I think that's how our professors treat their students, you know, and then we as a coaching staff treat our student athletes, you know, and we're here for them as coaches, but we also want to provide a good opportunity for them overall. And so when you got people coming in that have lived here and been here, done that, you know, that they know what's expected and want to keep the tradition going. And I think that's awesome, you know, and it makes me proud as alumni, you know, to see people coming back because they loved it here. It's the main reason why I decided to come back, and, you know, hopefully it will keep growing, you know, and the funds will keep coming in, and we'll be able to continue to build new facilities like the Ammons Fieldhouse, and I mean, little things like that, and this program's really going to be heading in the right direction.
You hit on energy, and I think you can feel that energy now that the students are moving in. Everyone's getting back into that normal routine. Action's about to get underway. Coach, I know I'm excited to see the season get underway here again. Can't wait for that home opener. Sunday, September 8th versus Alabama Huntsville, 1 o'clock start. Thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much. Go Lions!